Distorted View Daily proudly presents Norwegian TV interviewing a New York City councilman.
Dette hva han mener blir kjernesakene for partiet sitt I valgkamp.
Isn't it against the constitution that Barack Obama runs for presidency considering the fact that he is not an American citizen?
He's an American citizen. He's a United States senator.
But I read somewhere that he's African-American.
So African-Americans are citizens of this country.
All right, that's good to know. Can you say a little bit more about the Democrats? Do you really think that Hillary stands a chance after that embarrassing incident with the cigar?
Hey, Chris? What the fuck do you have me in with these fucking people? Throw these fucking people out of my office.
I will explain for you all.
Well, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my office. Get out of my office. What is this nonsense? Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my office. Get out of my office. Hillary Clinton, cigar, Barack Obama. Get the fuck out of my office. What is this? Is it not that time to waste this bullshit? Get out of my office before I throw you the fuck out of my office and I take your cameras and I throw them out the fucking window. Alright? I don't know what kind of fucking game you're playing, but that's not the game I fucking play. Alright? You're gonna answer that little fucking Clinton and say, get the fuck out of my office before I beat the fucking shit out of you right now. Get your shit, get the fuck out of my office.
Freaks, it's Monday, October 15th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, swinging around infant chucks, plus fondling breasts for a whiter smile, and force-feeding estrogen pills to your employees. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Parmesan cheese. Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Have a great show for you today. What a shitty weekend though. For those of you that don't know, on Friday, when I was trying to post Friday's show, all hell broke loose on the Distorted View server, and there was kind of like a little site crash, and it's kind of funny because it happened on the 666th show, which a lot of people thought, you know, when I wrote on the message board, you know, like, oh, bear with me, the site just crashed and I'm trying to get everything back up. People thought I was just joking around. No, of course not. That's why if you listen to the Poo Poo player or the Distorted View player on my MySpace page or whatever, you'll notice after today, if you're listening to today's show on the player, you'll hear Friday's show and then a show from May because all the shows in between have been lost. Not the actual MP3 files. The shows are okay, but just the RSS information. And then all weekend I've been getting emails saying how I fucked up, which is nothing new. But on Friday's show, Satan, of course, stopped by, as you know, and people were quick to point out this flaw.
There is no God.
You're the devil. You kind of have to believe that there's a God.
No, I don't. He's not listening. He's dead or something.
What's that voice?
Answer my prayers.
That's not Satan.
Yeah, but that might be because, you know, you're Satan. Maybe. Well, I could be a born again.
I don't think that you could.
Fuck it. Hey.
Oh, there it is. He's back. He's okay. That was Satan's depressed voice. He can't be bothered with the echo. So because of all the problems this weekend, I didn't get around to doing an exclusive weekend program for you. But today I've got a video cast for you. Cheryl Murkowski found a great video on the panty pooping website, and I want to go over that with you guys. Don't worry, there's no nudity involved, but it's still creepy. So if you're Sideshow members, you can check that out. And then tomorrow, the triumphant return of Sextastic Tuesday. Of course, we're going to be doing the old Transformer Sextastic Tuesday on the free side, but we'll have a brand new Sextastic Tuesday on the extended show. So if you're not a member, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. If you want to check out some screenshots from the new Sideshow site that's going to be coming up as soon as it's up. I don't know.
week or so, you can check out the message board over there at distortedview.com. All right, I have one more video from Alexis K. Tyler that we haven't played yet, and so it's got some good audio, so I thought we'd play it, and then I'll officially be out of Alexis material for a while. But before we do that, Jerry, I believe his name is Jerry, he sent along a video that contains some of the worst porno acting he's ever witnessed. Or porno banter, as he calls it.
I love bad boys. Stick that tongue deep in my hole. Stick that tongue deep in my hole. Don't make me hurt you.
How can she possibly hurt him? She's in no position. She's bent over the bed, ass up in the air. The only thing that I could think she would possibly do is, like, some sort of mule-like move where she uses her legs to kick up. Hit him in the face. From there, though, it just gets stupid. I can't believe anyone would jerk off to this.
You know what? I think you need some, too.
Okay, he just picked up a stuffed animal, like a bear, a stuffed animal bear.
I think you need some, too.
Okay, and he has some sort of, like, speech impediment as well.
I think you need some, too.
You need some, too! I think it's the son of the guy who says, "Shit it out! Come on, lick that butthole. Lick it clean.
Yeah.
Rub that fish in there.
Yeah, donkey rock, yeah.
Wait, I don't know what the hell he's saying. He's rubbing the stuffed animal bear in the girl's ass crack.
Yeah, donkey rock, yeah.
Donkey rock.
Wait a minute. You don't know what you're doing, you fucking homo.
Rock donkey! Down, 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 rock donkey! I really need to learn the Rock Lobster song, because the only part of it I know is Rock Lobster! That's pretty much it. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, as promised, I've got some new Alexis K. Tyler. If you don't know who she is, it only takes, like, 10 seconds of playing some of her audio for you to pretty much get what she's all about. Take a listen.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Okay, That is probably the best thing the mother has ever said.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
That's how the clip starts out. You're instantly hooked. How can you not need to listen to the rest of the clip when you start out like that?
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
What? By the way, that audio is going to be isolated. I love it because I can use that clip anytime a news story is talking about a man. Robert L. Wilson, 39.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Raped a four-year-old boy, you know, like, perfect. Very versatile. All right, let's continue on with the clip here.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
I don't know.
He said because the way it felt. He said his asshole felt so good that it was just sweets that were off the chain. He had said he wore his ass out all weekend, so he had to keep on hitting. He said because that man asshole was good.
All right. I don't think an asshole tastes sweet. Do you guys? That's not how I would describe the taste of an ass. If I had to describe the taste of an asshole, I would say it is musty and sour. I'd love for Jones to come out with a soda flavored based on ass.
That's a shame because these women don't know that while they laying now and the man got his dick in them, he has vagina envy. And he is actually
vagina envy.
He actually screwing his wife and he looking at her face and her expression and her body movement and he is imagining how when he get a man he gonna twist his asshole and twist his hip around the same way.
Yeah, let's blame it on the ladies because the ladies look like they're enjoying themselves so much during sex that he wants to experience it.
When a man navigate they dick all up in his ass and go use a compass and use that dick, they going to the north, south, east, and west all up in his ass and vibrating all in his ass, he gonna act like he huh.
Ladies, this is all your fault. This is why there are so many gay men in the world, because you look like you're having so much fun being penetrated that they want to be penetrated too.
And these women are not picking up on this.
You know, that's some scary stuff he's saying right there.
The mother just cannot handle this.
People out there like that.
We have a lot of people out here like that. That's why so much infection.
And this man was straight.
He's not straight to me. He's pretending that he's straight because every time his wife leaves town, he bring a man and put
straight to the next cock.
Him in a bed.
He don't get the same one that he had.
Mm-mm. He likes to have, it's a rush. It's exciting to pick up different men and bring them home in his wife's bed.
What did his wife do to him?
She don't know.
I mean, to cause that to happen.
Don't blame the wife. You don't blame your wife. I'm just saying women need to know it,
because
we won't pick these kind of men. He obviously had that in him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a friend of mine was telling me today, said he knew this couple, so they were going to smoke, going to buy some crack rock to smoke.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
All right, let's hear Alexis's story here.
They won't get geeked up, shown up, and they knew this was...
Wait. What did she say?
They won't get geeked up, shown up.
They want to get geeked up, shown up.
They won't get geeked up, shown up. And they knew this was a dope house. Go to this man's house to get the dope. So he come in the house with his girlfriend, and the dope dealer said, I'll give you the dope if you suck my dick. He told the girl, so you can suck my dick and you can have it. And her boyfriend said, that's all right. He jumped down there and jumped on the dick so the girl could get to the dick. And pulling all on, they had to try to rescue the man. Looked like he was trying to get that dick some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. The way he locked his jaw around that man's dick and the head up and went down on it. Clapped down on that man's dick. They tried to pull him off of it, but he wanted that cracker. He wanted the dick one. And this woman was shocked.
Yeah.
I stuck a little dick. Crack.
That guy could have played it a little more smooth, to be honest. He's acting like Scooby-Doo when presented with a Scooby snack. His eyes bug out, his ears start twirling. He shoots up into the sky and then floats back down like a feather. Ooh, dick! He's cuckoo for the cock!
And it would have been mine if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted FACT app news right now.
This is the real Murkowski. I think I just had a miscarriage in the toilet. It's all bloody and lumpy and smells like spoiled eggnog and bowels from an intestine that has started to die due to lack of blood flow. Little bit of burning flesh. My cunt is all dried up and crusty. Need to take a Brillo pad and scrape the dried blood off of it.
All right, hey freaks, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the DV archives, extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. We're going to be doing one of those today. So sign up. $5 a month, $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. I'd really appreciate it. First story we have for you today. This one comes from Erie, Pennsylvania. Keep in mind, I'm always talking about how I go to Erie because it's like the nearest big city. They even have a casino there. So I'm always going to Erie, Pennsylvania. A jury has convicted a woman of swinging her 4-year-old son at her boyfriend during a fight and fracturing the infant's skull. Did we talk about this one on the show? Or is this a new infant swinging incident? It's really becoming an epidemic. I can't believe we have to tell parents now not to use their children as weaponry. It seems to me that that would almost be common sense. Almost. A jury convicted the woman of swinging her 4-year-old son at her boyfriend. Shatoria Graham, 28, fell into the fetal position when the judge told her she faced a 5-year mandatory minimum prison sentence after she was convicted Wednesday of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, simple assault, and child endangerment. The sound the child made when it was swung around. So yeah, this woman was in the fetal position, and this is exactly what she said.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, no, no.
That's exactly what she said, according to the news story. It kind of sounds like she's gagging on a cock.
Oh my god. 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 Oh god. Oh god.
Wait, no, I'm wrong. This is how it all played out. I'm going to be the judge. I hereby sentence you to 5 years in jail.
Stop.
By the way, did any of you catch it was on the first season of 30 Rock, which is just a great show, and I picked up the DVDs, and there's a scene where Tina Fey, her character falls down and trips, and she makes the exact same noise as the grape-stomping lady. And then there's also another scene where they make a reference to Lemon Party. Her last name is Lemon, and they say something about a lemon party, which, of course, you know, the website. Very funny show. Definitely check it out. All right, so, yes, Graham and her boyfriend, D'Angelo Troop, got into a fight on October 8th, 2006, after Graham came home from a night of drinking. They said Graham grabbed the baby, named Jaren, by his feet, and then swung him around, hitting Troop and fracturing the infant's skull. Graham had pleaded guilty in March to aggravated assault and endangering the welfare of a child, but withdrew her plea in June. Jaren has recovered and is living with Graham's family. Graham will be sentenced December 12th. So there you go. I guess it's a little distorted view update. Second story we have for you today. A junior trader suing one of the world's biggest hedge funds, claiming a boss forced him to take female hormones, also says he was the victim of sexual assault at work.
Hey, if you two chicks want to get knocked up, John, I'm glad to help you.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, now.
Don't run away.
Don't run away.
Big leg devil. Hey,
yeah. All right, that doesn't really fit here, but it's the only sexual harassment clip I could find. You big leg devil. Andrew Tong. You small dick devil. Andrew Tong has produced, quote, scientific evidence to corroborate the traumatic events that form the basis of his claims against SAC Capital Management, said his lawyer, Jerry Filippidos. Filippidos refused to discuss the alleged assault or Tong's other claims, but said the evidence includes medical reports. The police were never called, but the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is investigating Tong's claims of harassment, discrimination, and retaliation. Tong, 37, claims in his Manhattan Supreme Court suit that his boss, top trader Ping Jiang, oh, another one, ordered him to swallow estrogen pills and to wear women's clothing at work to feminize and supposedly make him a more successful trader. How in the hell does that work? Because men are more successful than women in every field imaginable, except for bitching and whining. Am I right, guys? I know I'm right. Gentlemen, let's all say goodbye to the remaining three female listeners of Distorted View we have left. Bye, ladies! It was fun while it lasted. Now you can focus on making me a proper dinner. What is this? Pizza? Dinner ready is pizza? Get in the kitchen! You want to see what hurts? That's what hurts! She'll be a good wife as soon as she gets trained. SAC spokesperson Jonathan Gastelder flatly dismissed Tong's charges, calling them false. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Woodland, California. A dentist accused of fondling the breasts of 27 female patients is trying to keep his dental license by arguing that chest massages are an appropriate procedure in certain cases. Mark Anderson, Mark Anderson's lawyer, who I can't believe is going along with this one, says dental journals discuss the need to massage the pectoral muscles to treat a common jaw problem. I can understand that jaw problem in men who have been sucking on tits. Sometimes their eyes are bigger than their mouths. Try to fit the whole tit in there and it's not going to work. Gets locked up, you know. Police say Anderson said during a recorded phone call that he routinely massaged patients' chest to treat temporomandibular joint disorder, or TMJ. Ooh. For those in the know, attorney Robert Zero told administrative law judge Jonathan Liu at a hearing Thursday that he should let Anderson keep his dental license while disciplinary appeals proceed. Anderson would be supervised by two assistants and would no longer do the chest rubs. Well, what happens if someone comes in with TMJ? Guess you're SOL. Zero said Anderson, 48, of Woodland needs to keep seeing patients so he can feed his seven children and pay for his defense. The judge made no immediate decision. Liu suspended Anderson's dental license last month. He was charged with two misdemeanor counts of battery and sexual battery. One of the women said she was fondled at least six times over 2 years. She took to wearing tight shirts with high necklines. And, quote, Anderson would still get under her shirt and bra. Oh, this wasn't even over the shirt type fondling. No, he got right under the bra to do those chest rubs. This guy's a creep. You remember that song, your neck bone's connected to your shoulder bones, your tits are connected to your teeth? Let's just call the whole thing off. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Jagoo! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Good job, Tim, on the Friday the 12th show.
Thank
27
you.
Minutes and 19 oh. seconds. You completely forgot to use your little Satan voice effect, I guess you'd call it. You completely broke the fourth wall, and now I have no faith that Satan was actually there. It clearly tell it was just you.
I know. I really blew it.
Hey, Tim. It's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Back in, like, the April, like, 24th episode of Distorted View, you did a little bit about the Children of God Church. Can you, like, put that up on the archives? Because I need to use that for, like, a school project. Thanks.
The April 24th show? That one should still be available, I think. You can listen to it right now. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to.
Oh, my God. Hi, Tim. It's Emily. I love the show.
Oh,
it's
thank you.
So awesome. Anyway, like, oh, my God.
If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be staying right now. Oh, okay. My God. Earlier today, like, I was really down because my boyfriend bumped me. And, like, my house.
Because you made pizza for dinner, or you ordered pizza.
Kind of sort of caught on fire. It wasn't my fault. Where? I just want the insurance money. Anyway, yeah, like,
cuckoo.
And, like, I'm feeling really bad because also I just found a cat and she died.
Aww.
Not that you care because you hate cats.
I'm not a cat person.
No.
Let's move on. Thank you for the call.
Hey, Tim. It's Jesus. Dom from Michigan. I was looking on the internet and I saw a story about a woman who was about to be tasered by the cop, so she used a baby as a shield, and I thought that was kind of funny. I don't know if you'll read it on the show.
Coming up on Tuesday's show. Sounds good. I'm going to have to look for that one. Next up.
Hey, Tim. It's me, Rob from Cleveland.
Rob!
And I've been thinking about your restaurant idea, and, yeah.
You mean Cankles?
Yeah, about that. I came up with something like that a few years ago, but your restaurant idea is called, what, Cankles?
Yeah.
It was something like that. Mine was Heifers.
Oh, Heifers.
I even had a slogan for it. It was called...
I've already got imaginary competition coming from Rob. Great.
It was called Food So Good It's Fun. And I was going to have, like, monthly contests where, you know, if your kid can eat his weight in chicken or in ham in a month, you know, like, dinner's on me.
Oh.
Stuff like that. And instead of the food being in a trough, I was going to have all the drinks in a trough.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to have, invent steel-reinforced seating with handlebars, you know, like armrails in the back of the seats so the fat people can, like, you know, make their way from the food, you know, back to their booth. You know, with a handrail.
I gotta tell you, I like my pre-chewed trough ideas better. I'm sorry. It's just, you have to get with the program. Get with the times, Rob. It's all about pre-chewed food.
Damn, this is one of your overage listeners Ooh. In Memphis, Tennessee. I was disappointed in your Thursday podcast. You talked about the guy who got caught with the two rubber suits.
Right.
Tied and
yeah.
died at
it's funny because on, let's see, Friday night I was watching Real Time with Bill Maher, and Bill Maher was talking about him, too.
I was all looking forward to the punchline, but you left it out. How could you? You've ruined my faith in you.
What's the punchline?
He got caught not only with the rubber suit, but with a, dildo up his ass.
I know.
How could you miss that important fact?
You know, the news story that I read left out the dildo part. So, yeah, I noticed that when Bill Maher was talking about this story. He mentioned the dildo in the ass. Totally missed that.
Hello, this is IP Relay Operator 7679 with a message. Hey, Tim, I just wanted to say jig goo in the message. Thank you, IP Relay Operator 7679. Goodbye.
Jig goo.
Hey, Tim, it's Christina from Oklahoma. I've got a you're a freak moment.
All right.
One, I know you're a freak when I finally got you programmed into my cell phone. How freaky is that? Two, you know you're a freak.
How am I programmed?
And you watch two chicks make out in public, and the first thing you think is, damn, I wish Tim was here to taste this and comment on it. So, I do have one more thing to tell you. The idea of Sextastic Tuesday coming up, makes my
clit
get hard.
Ah, clit's getting hard, dick's getting hard. It's going to be a very sexy show tomorrow.
Hey, Tim, just listen.
That is if you are sexually attracted to Transformers, and who isn't?
Hey, Tim, just listen to Friday's show. Dude, what's up with Satan, man? He was so fucking emo.
I know.
The sideshow, that video what the fuck is up with that little German dude? Oh,
the midget, I know.
Oh, man.
The real thing that he's laughing at, if you guys have actually seen the real video, he's laughing at a camel, I believe. The video is like 4 minutes long. He's just the whole time he's just laughing at the camel.
I'll just tell you that Satan was being really emo.
Satan, well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, Satan was very happy at the top of the program. You know, the first couple, you know, minutes or whatever, he was very happy until Kayla screwed up his intro, and then, you know, I mean, he's worked so hard on this, and it all fell apart for him.
Hey, Tim, this is Nard from.
I actually love when Satan's plans don't go through. He gets sad.
Hey, Tim, this is Nard from Bear Podcast.
Questioning his faith. Oh, that's
just
funny.
Let you know that I'm here in El Cerrito, California, and
Nard.
Playing bingo with 50 other senior citizens.
Nard, what the hell? What are you doing in the United States? Like, you came here to play bingo? Is that what you're doing?
I just want to let you know that it's kind of a weird experience. Okay, so yeah, I'm really tempted to shout bingo in the middle. So.
Shout jagoo.
Libby! I'm going to be a star!
Libby! I'm going to be a big star, Libby!
Timmy!
Put on the recording of the Manhattan Transfer, operator!
Tennessee, sideshow member. I'm sure by now everybody has pointed out to you
yes.
that at the end of the last show.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't. Satan did it. He was mocking me. That was Satan's impression of me. Or he was so depressed he couldn't muster up the strength to produce an echo and a lower voice. And did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park? That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, don't run away, you big leg devil. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. We need your vote. If you haven't voted this month, do so now. We might not even be in the top 10 right now. How sad is that? Fucking Muggle cast beating us again. Oh well, DB had a good run. Now it's the slow, painful slide into obscurity. Whew. Subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Yes. It's about 10 minutes ago. Guy tried to break in my truck. Yes. He's a long-legged, pissed-off Puerto Rican.